years old, and just come along with my daddy to look at goats.
Well, back in the days when men used straight razors to shave with, what did you call the thing that you sharpened those?
Razor strop. Have you ever gotten a whipping in one?
That's our daddy did.
I have. I still got mine. Well,
the razor strap. I use it for long years.
I've talked to people who told me, and I've never been hit with one, so I don't know. But they said the things made more noise.
Yeah, really? That's right. See, Clark, I don't remember I ever got whipped with one either, but they show a lot of them in Houston.
They have razor strap is a double, has a cloth, what do you call it, on one side and leather on the other.
Linen strap on one side and leather on the
other. Linen on one side and leather on the other, it comes together, and with it whipped, they make lots of noise. Lots of kids got whipped with a razor strap.
Yeah, it didn't hurt much.
What would you call the thing that you fire in a shotgun? That would be a...
You do what?
You say you'd go down to the hardware store, give me a box of shotgun.
Shell.
Now, what about what you would fire in a pistol or a rifle? What would you call that?
Might be calling the same thing here.
You would say shells for that, too?
Pistols.
Yeah.
Cartridges.
Really, cartridges.
Some of them call them shell, 22 shells, 22 cartridges.
Yeah,
primarily cartridges.
Does anybody around here play bullets for that? Is that a common term?
Well, I believe you'd hear more of the, let's say, illiterates use bullets. Or you would hear people who, I think the Negro people use bullets a lot. Some of our other poor people in the culture. Or I would more or less say illiterates. They knew it as bullets, and they called it bullets. So we heard more different names. We called it cartridges or shotgun shells.
When you were children...
Pellets, just a shell.
When you were children, did you ever play on anything, say, that consisted of a long boy anchored in the middle? One child would get on one end, one on the other.
Sure.
Seesaw.
What did you say you were doing?
Seesawing.
Well, was there anything like that, maybe consistent of a long board anchored in the middle, but one that would go around and round like so?
Well, yeah, I've seen those too, but I don't know what to call them.
You remember?
I don't know what to call them.
Have you ever heard the term flying genie?
A what?
Is it a flying genie?
I don't know. We never did have one. I don't remember.
I know what it sounds like. We've had them go around and around, huh?
I've seen them, yeah. The kids will have a regular trailer around and get that thing going.
I've
seen them, but I don't know what they call them.
I don't know the name.
Can you imagine something like that nowadays would be called a merry-go-round?
Yeah,
probably
would. They call it a merry-go-round.
I've seen those merry-go-rounds. They have those where they, they still have some of the playgrounds.
What about the thing, that's attached to the
swing.
Limb of the tree? Yeah.
Swing.
Did you have
Billy Buster.
Huh?
Billy Buster.
Why did you call it that?
It had only one rope. Swing had the two ropes with a board or something on the bottom.
The swing is two ropes.
The Billy Buster, they put a tie, one rope with a sack on it. Then they'd get off and run with that thing and jump on that sack and strap it, you see. Call that a Billy Buster.
Why, I don't know what they call it Billy Buster.
Do you ever have tires attached to the end of the
rope? Yeah, we have it. Grandkids have it here now. They put tires up every now and then when they get here. But that Billy Buster, we had those at school.